سلام سعد جون، من آنجلا هستم.
سلام آنجلا جون.
سعد جون، I don't have question but we're just gonna share something that things have been you know with your tools have been for a long time now. You teach us how to just look at ourselves, you know, how to watch ourselves. I mean, since I've been doing that, I've been realizing so many tendencies, not only just regular tendencies, but so many other tendencies that I didn't know about my little self, little, you know, this body, or my mind anyway. And this really helps me to recognize it with your this teaching that you gave us. It helps me to recognize it much easier and to not go with it. Because I see when I recognize it, it's it gets easier to not go with it. And I'm practicing it, and you know, I'm getting a little better at it. Not that good, but a little better at it. And it's been really helping me. And one other thing that I was going to say is, and it goes with what you just said, that it's, I always try to be, to do everything perfect. I always try to say whatever is perfect, or I thought it's perfect, or do things in a great way that I know how in my life. And because of your teachings, and because of watching myself more and more, it's getting easier for me to realize that this body is temporary and it's not perfect. And the perfect thing is, the only perfect thing is just God, just what I'm supposed to, or it's good for me to sit with every day and every moment. And because of this, I feel like now I feel like I'm much kinder to myself. I feel the kindness for myself that I didn't feel this before. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm getting more patient, of course, but this kindness that I feel, mm-hmm. I really didn't have that for myself. Mm-hmm. And it's very wonderful, and it's beautiful, and I'm just so thankful. I love you so much, and I'm so thankful.
I'm happy to hear that, Anjela Jana. You said a very good point. You know, that the tendencies from the birth starts, the idea comes, it becomes tendencies. And normally, people don't look at it as a tendency. They look at it as a way of being, as a way of existence, to blame themselves, to blame others, to blame life, to all of that nonsense that we all had. And when you start looking at your mind with the passive gaze or transcended and just chef your attention, whichever way you do it, or you know, stay, which is the same as the passive gaze, what happens is you begin to know the mind as thoughts. Before, it was unity between the entity of name and form with every thought. We couldn't separate it. Now we see that there is a gap, and there is a watcher, and there is thoughts that is happening. And there's so much contradiction going on. And that gives power to our attention, because attention is not mixing anymore. The watcher is not mixing, is watching. And this power gives more power to shifting it into our own reality rather than the falsehood. And this way, we taste the peace that is not of this world. Why isn't it out of this world? Because the world is mind, and we left the mind. Better said, the thoughts. Because empty mind is divine. So the thoughts, we have left them. And to a different degree, we gradually achieve that empty mind. But it needs forbearance to not be fooled, but know how to get back fast. And just determination. And thinking about this life is temporary, I think of it every second. Because it puts everything in perspective. I don't want to think that way. It's just I look at this, the world, and I shake my head. And I enjoy it, but I know the beauty of it comes from our own inner beauty. The rest of it is just a passing cloud. I'm not disconnected, am I?
No, Aziza.
It's so funny because you guys are so silent, which I appreciate, but because my telephone sometimes drops. At least, if you guys stay in this silence, just cough. Do a sneeze. This is another sign. When the truth is spoken, something in you rejoices and gets inspired, wants to dance, wants to scream, wants to be quiet. Because you recognize it. You recognize it in your depth. And the divinity in you is released from the cage of the misunderstanding.